So this patient is bitemporal hemianopia, which is characteristic of a pituitary tumor. Sometimes they can tell you the patient is bumping into walls when turning corners. I decided to leave that out of this vignette. Kind of too buzzy, kind of too cheesy of a description, but just once again, bitemporal hemianopia, pituitary tumor. Now this patient, you might be wondering what's going on with the back pain in the vertebra. That is a compression fracture. That's more of a 2CK level description. However, this is fair game because it's on the step one NBME as well. Point tenderness over a vertebra, that's highly characteristic of compression fracture. You can see it occasionally in other things, such as epidural abscess in IV drug users, but compression fracture, osteoporosis, okay, which is what this patient has. And because this patient's not postmenopausal, we think that it's probably due to glucocorticoid excess. Now, the patient obviously has a pituitary tumor, so we'll address that in a second. But high yield for USMLE is knowing that if a patient is taking exogenous glucocorticoids, that is prednisone, such as for an autoimmune disease like SLE, IBD, RA, and they have point tenderness over a vertebra, you want to say, okay, that's prednisone-induced osteoporosis leading to compression fracture. Now, this question is just asking what kind of pituitary hormone could, in theory, cause a compression fracture due to osteoporosis? And the answer would be ACTH, because ACTH will cause increase in cortisol. Cortisol is a glucocorticoid, and that will cause a leaching of calcium from the bone. If they had said that there was a hip problem in this patient, then it would be avascular necrosis of the hip due to the ACTH and the increased prolactin. Increased prolactin, what the fuck am I saying? Due to the increased ACTH and in turn increased cortisol. So cortisol can cause avascular necrosis of the femoral head. It can also cause osteoporosis and compression fractures. So that's our answer here. And you can see the patient has had weight gain. That's central obesity from the Cushing's disease. That's actually the name of this condition, Cushing disease. Cushing disease specifically refers to an ACTH secreting tumor of the anterior pituitary. If this patient had, let's say, a cortisol secreting tumor of the zona fasciculata of the adrenal cortex, that would be Cushing syndrome, not Cushing disease. Likewise, if the patient had hyperplasia of the zona fasciculata, or if the patient had a small cell bronchogenic carcinoma secreting ectopic ACTH, those are all causes of Cushing syndrome. That's not Cushing disease. Once again, Cushing disease is an ACTH secreting tumor of the anterior pituitary. A lot we can chat about. Some students, as they erroneously choose prolactin here, wrong answer, because they say, not sure, but isn't prolactinoma the most common pituitary tumor? Yeah, you're right, it is in adults, but it doesn't reflect the osteoporosis we have here. If prolactin were the answer, we would see things in a woman such as amenorrhea. They could tell you that there's galactorrhea, so milky discharge from both nipples. In a male, we would have impotence that's reflective of prolactinoma. So this is a high yield take home for you. You need to identify, you need to, your point to write down is that cortisol excess, glucocorticoid excess can cause compression fractures, which present as point tenderness over a vertebra, and it can cause avascular necrosis of the femoral head. That's it.